Lord. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Romans chapter number 7. Romans chapter number 7, verses 19 through 20. And chapter number 8, verse number 1, titled, It's Complicated. It's Complicated. How many of us would agree that sometimes the easiest way to explain your relationship with someone is by not trying to explain it at all? See, because the way that I explain my relationship, I must be careful, I must be prayerful, because how I see it may not be the way that you see it. So here I am looking like a fool. I'm explaining our relationship as being one of long lasting and eternal, and we just love one another. But that ain't what you're receiving. And so you have to be careful that when you explain it, it fits the next person as well. If not, you're going to look real, real spooky. You're going to look real desperate, real out of touch, because you don't know what type of relationship you have with a person. And there's nothing worse than trying to be a friend or entering into a relationship with a person, but the relationship in which you desire is not the same relationship that they want. And so every hi from you equates to I want to date you. Every you look nice today equates to ooh baby, you fine. When the truth of the matter is, the person didn't say any of that. They just said, hi, you look nice today. Why, you got to read all into it. And so now you read all into it. And you go tell your friends that you're in a relationship with somebody. And they don't even know that they're in a relationship with you. That's crazy. It can be complicated sometimes. And so when we begin to talk about the relationship, we have to make sure that two parties agree.
Amen.
That they're walking together, they see the thing the same. Now the issue with that is that here I am trying to enter into a relationship with you, trying to have a cool and a smooth and a peaceful relationship with you while hell is going on inside of me. And so if I can't satisfy me all the time, don't you know that he or she won't satisfy you all the time? See, because sometimes you don't like you. And sometimes when you want to do good, evil is always present, and that you do. And so if you doing crazy, help me to receive you doing crazy, because I don't know who you are today. Relationships are complicated. Relationships are forever moving. And I know sometimes we cop out and we say, you're not the person that I met. You're not the person that I married. They're not supposed to be. You've been married for 15 years. Do you really want him to be the same person? You've been married 20 years or date 3 weeks. Do you want her to be the same? People grow. People grow. Part of evolving is that you give me the right to be in a relationship with you, keep my identity while I express myself. When you get married, never get married and try to change somebody. I'm sorry, I started out wrong. Let me back up. When you're dating, when you're courting someone, never fake it there. off right and I started off being true, then I can be me in the relationship even when you see my sins.
Yes.
Even when you see my mistakes, that's okay. Not okay that I sin, but okay that you knew I had some issues before we hooked up. Now don't you act like you thought I was perfect. That's why you married me. So when people get married, they have issues that they bring into the relationship. And sometimes the greatest issue that they bring in the relationship is a struggle within. Now if I'm struggling in myself, I got everything going on in me. I want to do good, but evil is present and I choose evil. All that's going on in me. I think you need to know what you're going to get. Paul writes a letter, and he writes this letter to the church at Rome. When he writes this letter to them, he is most naked to them. Let me read this so you'll make sure that you get it. He says, "For the good that I would, I do not." Now, let me pause right there. Because if the preacher stood up and told you that the good he desired to do, he do none of that. I know y'all will walk out of here. So I won't tell y'all that I'm dealing with some stuff too. Okay? So what Paul says is, I'll put it out there. See, the issue we have in church sometimes is that the preacher act like he is so holy and he's not dealing with anything, like he's not struggling, like he got everything under control. Baby, I won't shoot you that lie this morning. See, just because you know somebody's sin, don't be so quick to judge them. Because I'm not justifying sin. There's no justification to sin. But the fact that you will never stop sinning on this earth, God says, I got a plan for you. I'll give you my only begotten son. And when I give you my son, he'll give you the grace of God. Every day of your life, every day, you sin. So Paul says, not if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. Now notice what he does is he puts his stuff on blast. That's what you say. He put his stuff on blast and say, you can see it. But I'm going to make it all disappear. See, when you look at somebody and you see their sins and you see their shortcomings, if you don't have Christ in you, you see my sin. But if you got Christ in you, then you're not worried about mine because you're just hoping God don't open your door. Because you got some stuff in your closet. Oh, Lord, please don't open my door. Separates his life, who he is, and notice he says, and I dwell. He says, and I. Then he says, but the sin. So the I, he wants us to understand that the I is where I'm created in the image of God. Now, as long as I am in the spirit, I'm fine. But he says, sometimes you walk after the flesh. In other words, what you do, ain't no spirit nowhere in that. Nowhere. Ain't no God nowhere in that. And you knew this and you know this before you get started. And so we get started, and it doesn't work out, and we say, God, where are you now? And he says, I'm still on Front Street, where you left me, where you decide to do your own thing with your boo. I'm still, God, I'm still standing in the same place. He says, but if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he says, and if you turn, just a little repentance make everything all right. He says, it's no more I, but the sin. And so he says, I am not my sin. Listen to what he's saying. He says, now who I am, I'm a child of God, created in the image of God. I worship God in spirit and in truth. And so what you see from me sometimes, that's not me. See, I told you bipolar didn't. He's saying it's two of you. There's a sin nature. That person that runs and walks after their own desire. And then there's a person that surrenders to God and say, God, have your way. The complexity of life is that we don't live in the spirit all the time. Stay with me. Because if we lived in the spirit all the time, it wouldn't be a need for grace. And so God knows our issues, and every now and then you slide out of grace and you move over to your own desire. And so you want some stuff that God doesn't want for you. And then you say, God, why won't that thing work? See, you have to understand that God wants for you more and better than you want for yourself. Because sometimes what we ask God for, we do not need it. And sometimes I think God has a sense of humor. He said, I'll let you get it. And when you get it, you say, if this is it, you can have it right back. Have you ever been there? You got something that you've been praying for, and the moment that you got it, you discovered, I don't know none of this right here. I thought he was like this. I thought she was like this. And now we hooked up. God, please take it away from me. So he says, it's not me. It's not I. He says, it's the sin. And so because he says, now there's two of me inside of me.
Amen.
He says, don't judge what you see. See, it's easy for someone to pass judgment on you. It's easy when I don't see my own stuff. But when I begin to look at me for who I really am, outside of 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. There's some stuff going on up in here. Up in here. I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying the truth. And the truth is, we all fall short. It's but by the grace of God that we're here this morning. Just think about what God did for you today. He woke you up this morning. He gave you a right mind. The blood is running warm in your veins. He protected you when you were driving down the highway. He gave you food to eat. He gave you clothing on your back. He gave you people in your life that loves you. He did all that just today. And if he did all that today, surely I can give him some praise today. Surely I can stand on my feet and say, God, I surrender to you. Surely I can stand up and say, God, I lift my head to you today. Today. Paul says, it's not I. He says, but the sin that dwells in me. And he says, because the sin is in me, he then jumps to chapter number 8 and verse 1. And then he says, now, therefore. Always know therefore is therefore a reason. Okay? So he talks about how awful his desires are. That the fact that he could do good, he chose to do bad. That's all of us. That's all of us. But he says, now, therefore. Therefore, there's no condemnation. In other words, what he's saying is that people will see your stuff, but don't let people judge you and you wear it. You can't stop an idiot from talking. But I don't have to be the idiot that walking what you say. You can't stop somebody from lying on you. But I don't have to believe what you say. When you know who you are, whom you are, the heck with what everybody else say. I'm a child of God. I was created to be the head and not the tail. I was created to be victory in everything I do. So it doesn't matter what you think, because what you think has nothing to do with what he has confirmed inside of you. So if you know who you are this morning, don't worry about what they say. The good news is that as long as they're talking about you, you still got it going on, baby. See, people don't talk about nothing. People don't talk about nobody. And so if every time you turn around, somebody talking about you, have an opinion about you, you ought to just pat yourself on the back and say, I must got it going on. Because the only reason they're talking about me is they want to be me. The only reason they hate on me is because they like what they see in me. And the truth of the matter, it's not me. It's the anointing that is all in my life. You ought to thank God for the anointing all your life. It is the anointing that keeps you going. It is the anointing that gives you strength. It is the anointing that gives you grace. It is the anointing that gives you salvation. It is the anointing that keeps you smiling. It is the anointing that keeps you shaking off. So he says, listen, he says, now, therefore, he says, there's no condemnation to them that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, he says, I may do wrong, but that's not who I am. I got up this morning and I was coming to church and I had to go in the garage, but that didn't make me a car.
Amen.
He thought I was going to say something deep, didn't he? But get this, if I'm a sinner saved by grace, but I'm not sinless, I'm a child of God. Okay? So because I'm a child of God, does it mean that I don't sin? But that's not who I am. That's not who I am. There are sins of omission, sins of commission. Sins of omission are the sins that I do, but I don't intend to do. Sins of commission are the sins that I do and I participate in. I can hurt your feelings and sin against you, but that was not my intention. With me? Okay. So he says, because you sin, and that's not who you are, don't let people judge you or count you out. See, because people will look at you and say, I know what you did. Oh, they're through. They're never bounced back. That's the end. Credit has wrecked your life. Divorce has wrecked your life. Cancer has wrecked your life. You lost your job. You're through. And God is saying, don't you count my child up. Not my child. Don't you count my child up. See, because what God is saying is that when he get ready to move in your life, all the stuff that you lined up, he says, I don't need none of that to bless you. I can jump over your credit, over your insufficient, over your lack, over your everything. Because when God have need for you, God will pull you into the fold and God will do a mighty work in you. Yes, you, the person that somebody run on. God is saying, but you still got value to me. The person that been through something, God is saying, I'm going to use it for your good. I'm going to use it for my glory. That's why you ought to give God praise. God allows you to go through that. sustained me. I was out and all alone, but God, you sustained me. See, that's the God that we serve. We serve a God that allows you to go through something, up the mountain, down in the valley, and he says, I still got your back. I don't care if they don't like you. I don't care if they hate you. I don't care if they talk about you. Because the truth of the matter, God says, if I gave you vision, if I gave you dream, you don't need nobody to go find me. All you need is me. All you need is God in your life. And God is saying, I'm moving in your life. I'm taking you to a place. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you feel uncomfortable in life. And that's where God wants you to be. Uncomfortable. The friends that you used to have, they walked out so he can walk in. The things that used to work, it don't work anymore in your life. And God is saying, now, look at me. I am God all by myself. I am the author and the finisher of your faith. If I start something in you, he says, I'll do it. Give God praise this morning. Don't count out a child of God just because you see his struggles, just because he's going through something, and you can't figure out how he's going to come out of that thing, and God is saying he's just right now. He's in the right place. See, sometimes God will bounce you against the wall so everybody else thinks your stuff stinks, and that's a wonderful place to be when nobody wants to come around you. Nobody wants to sow in your life. Nobody wants to be a blessing to you, and everybody leave you alone. But God, who says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. God says, I'll stick you closer than a brother. So God sometimes will cause everybody to leave. And when everybody walk out, everybody write you up. And God is saying, now I'm ready. And you say, God, you got to do something. God is saying, I've already done it, baby. He says, some things come but by fasting and by prayer. If you want to see the salvation of God, sometimes you got to get on your knees. Sometimes you got to forget your cuteness. Sometimes you got to get down and spend some time with God. Sometimes you got to forget about your clothes. Forget about your hair. Forget about your makeup.
But my relationship with him, that's not
going on inside of me. Man, I want to do right.
My God.
I always choose wrong. He says, all of this is going on inside of me.
Yes, Lord.
It makes my relationship with me complicated. My relationship with him is complicated. But when we seek after God, God offer to us the most simplified relationship you can ever have. He says to us, come. Come. Well, I would, but let me explain to you, God, who I am. What I've been doing.
Yeah.
When I formed you in the belly, the womb of your mother. He says, I knew you.
All right.
I knew what you were going to do.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So that doesn't work. The relationship is still simple.
That's right.
The relationship is still come.
Yes, amen.
Would you stand with me this morning as we open the doors of the church?
Hallelujah.
And I want you to search your heart this morning. I want you to examine where you are this morning. Some relationships can be very, very complicated. But Jesus simplifies the relationship. He says, come. Maybe that's not simple enough. Because in saying come, maybe you don't think he's really talking to you. So he then breaks it down. He says, whosoever will, that's you. You come. You come. You don't understand yourself. You're struggling with yourself in your relationships. God is speaking in the spirit this morning. Come. It's just that simple. Come. All you have to do is believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. That's it. That's it. No, don't think about it. No. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. You know, they say it is 18 inches from a man's head to his heart. Sometimes if we follow our heart more than us educated folk thinking about it, I think sometimes we outthink. Thinking at all.
That's right.
Salvation requires just to give it.
Yes, yes.
Just to give it.
Yes.
Here, God, I'm letting go.
Yes. Ooh, Jesus.
I know what you know about me.
Ooh, Jesus.
I know who I am. Here I am. See, when we stand before God, we stand before God naked.
Yeah.
You can fool some folk, sometimes, but you can't fool God. Now, He knows who you are. He knows your ups, your downs, your ins, your outs. He knows your left, your right. He knows everything about you. And in spite of all that He knows about you, He says, you come. Come on, let's simplify this relationship. You come. Because you're at war within. Because you don't know how you're going to pay your bills. You don't know if they'll accept you. You don't know any of this stuff. And so within, you're fighting. And God is saying, just lay it down. Come. As you are. Just come. Would that be another this morning you need to surrender to God? And God is saying, come. You're here, you need a church home, you need to be covered. God is saying, you come. Salvation is free. It's simple. It's not complicated at all. Salvation is about you saying to God, I need you, and without you, I am nothing. I don't care how much material stuff I have. I don't care what social clique I'm in. If I don't have you, I'm nothing. Would that be others? This is a serious moment. Just think, if you walk out of here this morning and you lose your life, you going somewhere. You going somewhere. You will leave from this earth. The Bible declares to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord if you're saved. But now, if you're not saved, then that means that there's a place called hell, unfortunately, that awaits you. There's no purgatory. You don't get a second chance. You're going to move when your heart stops beating. I would want to know where I'm going. I wouldn't chance it to be on my deathbed and whisper a quick one. I wouldn't do that. I would come so that God can use me. I would come so that I can see Him use me in the kingdom. I would come so He can bless me more abundantly. I would come right now. Come. salvation. Salvation. Salvation.
Thank you.
Salvation. Would there be others? This is about you and God relationship.
Yeah.
It's not about who sees you, who's to your left, who's to your right. That doesn't matter. It's about you and God. It's a personal thing, and it's not complicated. It's a personal thing, and it's simple. Come on, brother.